in the Vayetze, the you find that when Avraham Avinu had to leave his house, and Yaakov had to leave his house, you find a very interesting nafkemina in the Alicha. By Avraham Avinu it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lech Lecha V'Avrecha. So Rashi says, because Haderech has been Mayit Shlosh Dvarim, Shame, and Bonim, and Moit, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Maftiach him that he will not be affected by the Derech. Special Shmir. By Yaakov it's the other way around. It says, Vayetzi Yaakov Meshava, it says that when Yaakov left, so the place was affected. Panaziva, Panahoyt, and so on. So on the one hand, Avraham Avinu, when he left his place and started wandering, he was affected. He was the one that was nismayet. And by Yaakov Avinu, it was the other way around. By Yaakov Avinu, the makom, Yaakov Avinu stayed who he was, and the makom lost its ziva and hador. So the dav is oimer darshei. Another in Nekuda, in the difference between Avram's kibush of Eretz Yisrael and Yaakov's kibush. Each one of the others made a kibush in Eretz Yisrael in a certain shayrishtika way, like we saw the Ramban. By Avraham Avinu, he said, Kum is halach Eretz Hazois, l'orka l'rochba, and kikol mokrim, wherever you walk, wherever you go, l'zarech atnena. That's the, so the Pasuk said that wherever Avraham Avinu, the Eretz is there, wherever Avraham Avinu goes and he passes over, that goes at Israel. By Yaakov, it's the other way around. By Yaakov, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekapel, the Adoma tachas Yaakov, that he folded in Eretz Israel under Yaakov Avinu. Also, a difference between Avraham and Yaakov in the Tzura of Kibush at Israel. Another interesting nafkemina, you find that Kfitzas HaDerech, the Gemara says, Chazal say three people, there were Kfitzas HaDerech for three people. One of them was Eliezer ben Avraham, which is obviously Beschus Avraham, and in Yaakov Avinu, and it says Avisham and Tzuria, a third person in Tanakh. In the Kfitzas HaDerech, there was also nafkemina. By Eliezer Eved Avraham, the Kfitzas HaDerech is that he got there very quickly. He went at 10 times the speed that he normally would have gone. He said, "Today I left, and it's only nighttime, and I'm already here." So there was a kfitzas haderech keilu where he went very quickly. He was kofitz over the derech, let's call it. He jumped over a large piece of road. That's the kfitzas haderech Eliezer. By Yaakov, it's mashma fakert that keilu he was there. And as soon as it was Yoav Daite to go to that place, the place moved in under him. It was Ke'ilu, he was steady, and the place is the one that moved. So, interesting nafkeminis. And Bechlal, any nafkeminis will find, like we've always said, the others, the pshat in the differences between the others, each one had its own godless, each one has his own midas, his own nihilus, that's emis. But it wasn't just random, like there were three tzaddikim, each in his own way was a tzaddik. The others was cumulative. It started with Avraham, Yitzhak built on top of that, Yaakov built on top of that, and when that was in place, Klal Yisrael, that nothing could come out. So there's something cumulative. In other words, Yaakov is the end of a mahalach that starts with Avraham. And whatever differences between Avraham and Yaakov, it'll be Yaakov is a higher dag in that sense. He's built already. It's the third floor of this mahalach. And understand these nekudas. One more interesting horror, it says that in Vayishlach that Yaakov Avinu said im Lavan karti v'tarig mitzvah shemarti, that even though I was with Lavan, so I kept tarig mitzvahs. Lechura, again, I mean, all the mitzvahs of hard to understand how he kept, what he kept, but the mitzvahs at Luis Baritz, how do you keep mitzvahs at Luis Baritz? I mean, in Mele Karbonis, someone says, how do you keep Karbonis? So I'll say in Lechais, the Shalom Paranis, I'll say no, it's Shaykh. But in as much as there's a Shaykhis of mitzvahs at Luis Baritz, no matter how you do them, of becholzis, where, how could he? There's adgosha there. Even though I was not b'mokim, even though I wasn't b'mokim k'dusha, even though I wasn't b'mokim Eretz Yisrael, I still kept the mitzvahs. There's a hadgosha in the shini mokim, im loven garti, I stole zich zu to loven, and b'cholzei it's mutayim ishramati. So I have to understand where over here, so those mitzvahs are taka tluyos ba'aretz. Those mitzvahs are taka tluyos in Eretz Yisrael, so where do you have them over there? I'm talking about the hair. Mitzadetzim kiyum, his whole kiyum was very strange, different I find him. But in the teichen of the chiluk. So let's go to Biyomir on a very deep nekuda here, and a very teichenik nekuda. There's a chazal over here, a famous medrash. It says Vayifka b'mokayim. Ravuna b'shem v'ami oma. It says Vayifka b'mokayim that Yaakov Avinu reached keilu He reached the place. So Chazal darshan that the word mokayim is another kinui for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just like you say hamokayim menachem eschem, hamokayim al chesroincha, baruch hamokayim. Hamokayim is another kinui for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it says vayifka b'mokayim v'hunoshem v'ami oma mipnei ma mechanin shmoi shal Kodesh Baruch Hu v'koyin oisim mokayim. Why is a Kodesh Baruch Hu called a mokayim? Shehu mekayim es ha'olam ve'olam mekayimai min madechsiv v'hine mokim iti havei HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mekayim es ha'olam ve'olam mekayimai. That over here we dash from here and from the other two psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim es ha'olam ve'olam mekayim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's try to understand a little bit. It's Dvarim Rahim Dvarim Shal Olams. It says there's a Mishnah in Ovis Avenerch Lebrius V'kal Odom. It says, "Kein lecha adam she'in leishah, ve'in lecha dove she'in lemokayim." There is no person that doesn't have his time, and there's no thing that doesn't have its place. Ein lecha dove she'in lemokayim. It means that lemosel. The word shah. Let's try to explain it. Let's start from shah. It says no. There's no person that doesn't have his moment, and there's no mokayim that doesn't have its, and there's no thing that doesn't have its mokim. So the Mishnah is telling a person, you have to be good with everyone, because there's no person that doesn't have his time, and there's no place that, no thing that doesn't have its place. So first of all, there's a shinui. Adam has a shah, and a dove has a mokim. But there's also, I mean, what is the Mishnah telling me? I mean, it's good advice, you never know when you'll need someone. It's a very crude practical advice. The Mishnah is being megala that there is two things, two halves. First of all, the Mishnah tells me that there's no such thing as a barrier that's lereik. There's no such thing as a bria that's stam. There are no stam brias in the world. There are no extras. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't toss in any extras into the world. The world is very meduyik. But there are extras. So the Mishnah is megala to me that the full scope of the world includes mokim and zman. That there are, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to start up with a Russia, shasho misachekesli. When we spoke about show, we spoke once that different times have different anhagis in the world. Different HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up his anhagis in a oifin of shinuyim, which gave us zman. So different anhagis are there's a certain time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matzal tzadikim and poyed anovim, and there's certain times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is faker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lets Russia, the Russia rule the world, and ein poyed tzepeh mitzavtzi. So the Mishnah is telling me that if you see a person that's extra, if you see a person that's useless, you should know because he's not in his zman yet. When the zman will come, he'll be there. And mitzvah k'dusha, you see it by Choni Amagel. You see that Choni Amagel b'shaita was the god lador. Here in Lishmaitzik ki made Choni Amagel. And when it wasn't his time, he was an extra. So the prerequisite, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a bria with boxes of zmanim. Boxes and boxes of chalukas, cells of zman, and each person has a zman where he fits in. On the other hand, chfeitzim have a mokum. There's different mekoymis in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu subdivided the Bria into mekoymis, mekoymis, mekoymis. And a thing doesn't exist unless it has its makim. The same object in one setting, it'll be a chelik of the metzias, and one setting it'll be useless. A heater in a cold country, it'll be part and parcel of every apartment. In the Sahara, it'll be a chayfet chain, every chain life can have nothing. It's not in its mokum, so it doesn't exist. A heater doesn't exist in the tropics. The freezer doesn't exist in the Arctic. It doesn't have a metzias. There's no such thing. So things have a kind. There's a Rashi in Breishis. Maisa, the Shurish of everything's in Breishis. It says, Lo mikve mayim kore yamim. Kadosh Baruch Hu called the mikve mayim yamim, seas, oceans. So Rashi is bothered by a Shaila. What do you mean it's called oceans? Oceans is one ocean. I mean, where's the oceans? How do you give them a chaluki mekoymis? So Rashi says, Shemalamit, this is Gemara better, it's Medrash, She'ein doime tam dag, Oila bis pianos tam dag oila from something I don't remember. There's a chiluk. The chiluk. It's true that on land there are natural boundaries and borders. There's mountains. There's rivers. There's plateaus. There's valleys. There are different configurations that create borders and boundaries of gvulas. You could put down a fence, and in the gvulas of Yabosha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down different amim. So there's an Am that lives here, an Am that lives here, and it's clearly defined. In the Yam, there are no boundaries, no natural boundaries, and no boundaries that are near lion mitzat gvulus. So Rashi says, if you see that ein adoime tam dag ha'oile in aspsianis to someplace else, so bal korchoch there must be. They are gvulis for different entities. It must be that this mokim is miyuot for this type of dog, and this mokim is miyuot for this type of dog, and this mokim is miyuot for this type of dog. If I see that different dogim, different taimei dogim, are found in different places bekvias, so if dagi aspesiamis have in itself a specific tam, and it's only naspesiamis, bal korchoch that it's mekoymis, and therefore it's yami. I see it in the toitzah, I see bal korchoch as different shayrish. It's another place. It says, what is shleim amelas chochma? So Gemara says, one of my numbers says, that there are different gidim in the Adoma. The ground has different veins of minerals and different compositions. And the chochma was to find, to sort of trace each vein, each type of soil, and to plant in that spot. If you know how to do that, you can always get a bumper crop, because if you plant something shaloi b'mkoymai, then it's not matzliach, it's very poor. If you find each thing in its mokim, so there you have a thing grows in its mokim, and it becomes what it is. So HaKadosh Baruch, when he created the Bria, he created it mekoymis, mekoymis. He just like he made a chalukah of zman, vayer v'yivoyke, and from that time on, there's shemesh and yoreach for moyadim and for zmanim and the yomim ulashanim. The chalukah of zmanim is a chalukah, not just a convenient reference point, but there's chalukah and hoges, like we saw in more brachis, midas yoyim belaila, midas laila beyoyim. There's a midah that's in laila and midah in yoyim. And it's a special chiddush that you have to incorporate both and both. But the chalukim are there, and the Shabbos and Choyl and Yontiv, and different Yontivim, different inyonim that find its place in Zman. In mitzad the Brias and the Chafetzim, there's chalukim mekoymis. There's behan chalukim elyon v'siatzev gvulos amim. There's gvulos amim in the Adoma. Such an Adoma is for this suitable for this am, and such Adom for this am. You find that the yamim are different. Each one has its own tam, dag, or ulav, and so on. So here also, you find in Shlach, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu sent out the meraglim, so he asked them, take a look at Mishpah Eitzim, Ayin, HaRofu, HaChazaku. So Rashi says over there, the Lashon Rashi is that what kind of mokim is it? They weren't spying to see how difficult or how good the land is Be'etzim. Rashi has a very interesting Lashon. He says, Yesh mokim megadol gibayim, I think he says, mokim megadol chaloshim. It's a tchuna of the mokim. He says, Yesh es ha'oretz mahi. He says, look at the land, what it is. Yesh oretz megadolos gibayim, v'yesh oretz megadolos chaloshim. Yesh megadolos uchlus, yesh metuchlus. There's a tchun in the mokim. There's mekaymis that are megadol chaloshim and chazokim, and the mekaymis that are not megadol chaloshim, megadol gibayim. The mekaymis megadol uchlus, mekaymis meiduchlus. So he also, he sent him to look to see what kind of mokim it was. That's the Mahalach HaTev of the Olam, and that's where everything goes, and that's why, Lamashal, when a person leaves his Makim, so he's in trouble. That's why when a person is a Toya Bedroch, when a person is a Nov and Nod, so the person is not in element, and the person is not Matzliach, because without a Makim, and especially without his Makim, a person doesn't. The Gemara says that when a person is in his hometown, so it's I think the Gemara dashes from Sarv and Hespit. The Gemara says when a person is in his place, so his reputation precedes him, and the person doesn't have to make any ishtadlus. He can be soimach on the fact that people know who he is. When a person comes to a different place, he has to dress chashuv. The person has to make an impression that he doesn't have because it's not his makom. So that's why when he came to Shalei Basar by Chavai Sora, he had to be Meshabecha. He had to present her to the Tzibur because it was Shalei Bim Kaiman. So the normal Mahalach of the Welt is that the person, when he's not Bim Kaiman, and Befatman is a Hoylach Drachim, is Be'etzim and Mesukin, because anything that's not in its place, anything that's rootless, anything that is not mushrash is a mesukin mitzad his metzias. So hoylach drachim tefilas haderech is because it's a metzias where the person has no metzias. The person is not here nor there. He's no place, and being no place is a matzav sakana betz. That's the mahalach hativi of the world, and that's why Avram was so scared of leaving, because the minute he goes, the big Avram Avinu loses his koyma and everything, and except HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a special avtocha that he told him that v'yei bracha v'arecha, that I'm not, you'll have an extraordinary Sata Shmaya that you won't lose those inyan. There's another mahalach. The Gemara says that the Mishnah, the Mishnah Arla says an interesting, the halacha is if you take a tree and uproot it and you put it into a different place, you have to start counting Arla all over again. It could be a big heavy tree, well grown, but if you take it from one place and you reroot and you replant it another place, it's Arla again. So the Mishnah is Mechalik between Sela Imoy or Ein Sela Imoy. There's a certain amount of earth that becomes packed very densely around the roots of the tree. And if you retain that, when you move it over, there is no, then it's not Arla. It's like before. And the Loshon over there is, the Loshon Farsh, Loshon Mishnah, is that's the Chiyus. If he carries his own Chiyus with him, if the tree carries its own Chiyus with him, then it's not called a new Netiyah, it's called an old Netiyah, and it stays there. That's the din over there. So you see, even physically, there's a metzias ki'ilu where a chayfetz should have its own makim, and should stay that way. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it says in the one of the levels of understanding this medrash over here, that ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein ha'olam mekoyim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekoyim shel ha'olam, it means like this. On the one hand, we always perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the context of the mitzvahs that we're at. It says, "Nidme lezokin ke zokin and nidme ke yoine ke imoy." Hakadosh Baruch Hu, a person who's a balabas, the hairs Hakadosh Baruch Hu in a tefillah fatzloch in business. A person who's a ben aliyah, the hairs Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who has a sheifa towards aliyah. A person who's based tzar v'tzara, the hairs Hakadosh Baruch Hu has poido matzel. The mitzvah is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is misyaches to mokay, and befrat hamokay mashefchar, the hamokay mashefchar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu within the context of the world, also the her allowed us to the herim from a mokay ki mitzio in teitzei Torah. There's a mokay from where Torah comes out ki ela mokay mashefchar. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamtzim himself to a mokim, and within that mokim, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nigla aleinu. But a person has to understand that not HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekoimai, that it's the other way around. Be'etzem, it's punfakert. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mokim wherein the olam finds itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu supersedes. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limited to there, but it's just like a muscle when a person goes down, when a person paints a painting on a wall. So the whatever painting, whatever's there, it's in that dollar of the painting. That's a mitzvah. That's where the scene is. If a person is in a house and he drills open a window to the outside, so it's not the pshat that what exists is only over here. That's the mitzvahs that surrounds me. The outside is the mitzvahs that surrounds me. I make a little hole over here. That's why I perceive it. It's fakert. The house is a subcategory of the outside, and except there's only one marker, there's one pinhole where I'm able to look out. So to visualize that our olam is mekaymash HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ki'ilu a person would be metzamtzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a dalet al dalet of a painting, and this is the mokum. This is a mokum kaddish. It's fakert. The mokum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mokum for us. Within our contained mokum, we're able to crack open one place, and that's where we see in the hair. I mean, that's the pshat Chazal. How does that? There's another Chazal in Pirkei Rabbah on the same pasuk with a little bit of a different nusach. It says that you know, Vayifka Yaakov Mokay Melamed Shetzadikim Hei Mekoymei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Tzadikim are the Mokma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and wherever Tzadik goes, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself. That's the Lashon of Pirkei Rabbah over here. A little bit of a shini nusach. It says it clearly. Repeats it again. So you see that there's another derech, there's another mahalach of mokoyim, where it's not the pshat that the thing itself is tolling the mokoyim, but fakert, the thing itself is able to take the mokoyim with it. It's able to be makapel the mokoyim with it, and just like tzaddikim, normally the mokoyim of Ashuas Ashchina is Haramaria, Vayivka Vamokoyim. There's another mahalach where kol mokim that tzaddikim aholchim, that's called mekoymash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fakat, the tzaddikim bezer anpin are able, the tzaddikim are able to take the hamiria bezer anpin wherever they go. They're able to be mamshir because be'etzem, it's not the fact that they can put the wheels onto the hamiria and schlep it around. Be'etzem, the hair in it is the oimik of the hair is because they the hair that ina oilam mekoymash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekoymash oilam. So all I need be'etzem is a hammer with a chisel, and wherever I chisel open a hole, there I'll see the outside. I don't need to take that nekuda. Wherever I'll take a hammer and chisel, I'll chisel and it's there. So the Pirkei Rabbah, the oimik of the Pirkei Rabbah is. It's a hemshech of the Chazal over here. Once there's a deher that ein oilam mekoymash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekoymash oilam. So then it's be'etzim b'chol mokim that tzaddikim are. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol mokim he brings a pasuk that wherever you call me, that's where I'm going to come. the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megal himself in every mokim, because every tzaddik is mekayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? Because they bring the hair that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim HaShalayim. Let's take it to Yaakov and Avram. The first, it went behadraga, and this clash between mokim and oilam starts. Between Mokim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu started before Avraham Avinu came. There was no Mokim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Chazal gave it a certain deher. Chazal say that the Shekhinah was in this world, and 10 Averis happened, 10 bad things happened, till they succeeded in chasing the Shekhinah away from the world completely. That was the in the same way by the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it says also that the Shekhinah went from place to place to place to place until it was a Siluk HaShekhinah. So when Avraham Avinu came around, there was no Mokum Kaviyachov HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. There's no Mokum. The Avraham Avinu had to create a Mokum for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and that's why he created the Behar Hashem Yiroyah. He created a Mokum. The Harabayas, the Akeda, this became the Mekoyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a permanent way, in a way that from this Mekoyim, Shekhinah doesn't budge forever. It's Kedusha, can be L'Shaita, can be L'Sed Lavoi, and it can be L'Izaz HaShekhinah Moilam. So the Avoid of Avraham Avinu was creating a Mekoyim. And so that's the first step. But it leaves, it's a very vulnerable matzav. It means that Avraham Avinu, when he leaves the Mokim, so he's at a loss. Avraham Avinu is tied to a Mokim, and when he leaves it, the derech is memayit, the koima of Avraham, and there's no he can't function without a Mokim. A special shmir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says Avraham Avinu when he complains, when he tells Avimelech why he lied. He tells him, "Vayhikasha hisa oisi alikim." When HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused me to wander, or hisi means to stray, actually to stray, to become lost. By Avraham Avinu, as soon as he was away from his mokim, he wasn't. It's a pchin of kasha hisa. It's a merdik, a sharp loshen. I mean, the Lashon Hissa is usually for Avodah Zarah. We saw that the Targum Taka touches it in Gidra Avodah Zarah. He touches the pasuk differently. The for Avraham Avinu to be menutik from the Mokim and from the Mokim is a pchin of Hissa. Like it says, Kemisha Komisha Dar, that's all Kdoim Kemisha Lekai. David HaMelech said, Hayoim Gershuni Mistapeach Benachas Hashem. I was thrown off. Today I was driven out of Nachas Hashem. That's the p'china of Avraham. Yitzchak Avinu's p'china was that he became fixed to that mokim permanently. Yitzchak Avinu was not allowed to leave the mokim because he was kulei kodesh l'Hashem. So Yitzchak ki'ilu is the echetimtza where there's an eitza to be kulei kodesh l'Hashem, where he's kulei dovok in that mokim. Afreshel Yitzchak is tzova munach tachas kisei hakovid. Yitzchak, the whole mitzias of Yitzchak is all packaged tachas kisei hakovid shel Baruch Hu. Yitzchak's oilo tmima, he can't leave Eretz Yisrael. He's kulei goder in that mokum, and because it's the mokum the kedusha, he's like the shevet Levi in that sense. Yaakov Avinu is a step further. Yaakov Avinu is a pchina of the tree that carries the seller with it. Yaakov Avinu is the pchina where a person can take. Can take the mokim with him, and wherever he goes, he creates the mokim. So adarabba, when Yaakov Avinu leaves, the Choron, it's not the pshat. He doesn't get affected. Be'er Sheva gets affected from it. Where Avram Avinu, when he's menatik himself from the mokim, so just like when you take a tree out of the ground without the sela of chiyus. Without its chizimoy, the tree withers and dries out and dies. Then, so Avram also, when he leaves his mokum, he's gone. But let's say we have a big paradise and we take out a trees with their chiyus intact, with the sela imoy, like it says in the Mishnah. So then it's the exact opposite. The trees remain alive, and wherever they go, they flourish, and the paradise becomes pockmarked, becomes crater-like. So Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov had this Maila, where the Mokim went with him, so Faket, the place that he left from lost, and he remained Yaakov. That expresses all the nafkiminis. The Kfitzas Aderach was the Kfitzas Aderach. Avram Avinu, Eliezer, Ever Avram, the Mitzchusah Avram, that he was Kfitz. The Mokim was a Mokim. What you can do is you can soup up the engine and go quicker. So normally it takes an hour, it takes a week to get there. So he looks at his watch and he says, "Ayayim etzasi and achshav basi." It went very quickly. That's a lower dagger kfitzas haderech. It means the makom is a makom, but you can give a person bigger capabilities. The pchina of Yaakov's kfitzas haderech was faket. Wherever Yaakov slept became a makom kaddish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shifted under him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As soon as Yoiv Daitei, America, until it was Yoiv Daitei, he was totally in the ground, and he passed it by. But as soon as it was Yoiv Daitei, the minute that his das homed in on it, so wherever he was, that became the Mokim. Avraham Avinu had to go, Lechis Halech Ba'aretz, and Laorkal Rachba, and every place where you'll step on it, it's yours. Yaakov's kibush was that he folded all of Eretz Yisrael under him. That was the difference. Al derech Jerusha could say maybe that was also why he was able to keep mitzvahs of Luis Baritz. Focus mitzvah the toichna dvarim by Lavan, because the pshat is Yaakov, wherever he went, Mikoyme was with him. His makom was with him. There's another place you see it's a Loshna HaKro and a Gemara. It says by Shmuel that Shmuel was a person who went, Chazal pointed out, as a tremendous Shvach. He didn't wait for people to come to him, but it says in the Pasuk he would be Meseveh, he would go, he had a whole route that he went from Beisel to here, to there. He made a whole round where he went to teach people and to judge people and to give them Techach and so on. It says, "Utshuvasei harama, utshuvasei harama beis harama." It says he would come back again to his house in Rama. So Chazal say, "Kol makom shaholach beis imoy." He didn't. Shmuel was not dependent on people to provide for him. And the Gemara learns out that there's two anhagis in how to relate to it. Kaloritzalon is Yehenek like Elisha, Kaloritzalon is Einan Nenekim like Shmuel. But there's a mahalach that Uchavos Avayse Kol Mokoim Shaholach Beise Imoy. Wherever he went, he carried his Metzias with him. And the Vart was, it wasn't just because he didn't want to be Nana from other people, like a Gedder of not wanting to take Tzedakah. The Chiyus, in other words, if Shmuel Anovi is would become like the people where he's at. If he'd be mishtat, it says you know, Yakir Yerushalayim wouldn't be mishtatev in a suda unless they know who was sitting with them. If the person is mishtatev with people that are not in his caliber, so he's part of them. If he wouldn't carry, if Shmuel Anovi wouldn't carry his chiz with him, so then he wouldn't be, there would be a miut nedarga, and he wouldn't be shayfet them b'tar Shmuel Anovi. It would be Shmuel Novi and Adaga Pchus. That's the... So we have a Mahalach that started with Avram. That Mahalach is a Mahalach where he found the Mokim, and he discovered the Mokim in the Bria, that's Mokim Shchinasa Yisrael. Yitzchak Avinu's Mahalach was, he never left the Mokim. He was Kulei Kasher to the Mokim, and never was out of the Mokim. By Avram, there was a Pchina, he had to go to the Mokim. There was a half a lifetime that was until Lech Lecha. And then there was Vayikra Shehisoi Selikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused him to wander away from it with the Sionis. Yitzchak Avinu was Yitzchak Avinu was cool in that Mokim. He was born in the Mokim, stayed in the Mokim, never left the Mokim, and cool it over the Mokim. Yaakov Avinu's Mahalach was that he was able to take the Mokim with him and Shtolzach Tzu and bring the Chiyus, the Beisei Imoy, bring the Sela of Karka with him. And wherever he went, that Netiyah was the Netiyah Yaakov took the trees for the Beis HaMikdash and was Netiyah and brought it over and until he bring it to the that was Yaakov's matter. In the Mahalach Bechlal, in the Malach HaChayim, every person in his dargis has to understand these different Mahalchim, because each and every one of them is shayach, is very metzias. The first thing a person has to understand is that a person should not think that he's menutik from his metzias. So the Rambam says that from his surroundings, from his mokum. There's no such thing there's no such thing as a person being menutik from his mokum. Like the Rambam says, a person is mushpa from his dais. We spoke about it in Moral, and from his sviva and his dais and his medina. There's no such thing as a person not being in the context of his medina. And therefore, wherever a person, and we're talking physically, every makom has its ups and downs, every makom has its schoolers, Eretz Yisrael has a certain school, and other makomis have their own schoolers and menias and so on. Physically, there's a hashpo on the makom. There's Eretz Megadel Chazok. And in makom, in a little bit more of a subtle way, b'chinas chevra, and that's what the Rambam was talking about, the society that a person is in is his mokim on a psychological level. And a person should know there's no such thing as him not being a product of it, and him not being yonik eschias from the Adam around him. That's the first step the person has to understand. And that's why the first avodah, the first step in ruchnias, is to be menatik himself from the metzias that he came from, in as much as it's in whatever elements is geruah, and the person has to be menatik himself, and the person has to be medavik. The first thing is a lech lecha, and the second step is that the person has to be medavik himself to a mokum that's kulei kaddish. That's the only way that the person will get shroshim and a tzmicha and a pricha is only shaykh daroif. That's the mahal. But the pchina of Yitzchok is a pchina on a permanent level, is a pchina that's only shayach for yichidim. Ich mein harbe yosu v'lo yosu v'yadam. It's the myris in the world are fit for very few people, and there's Yitzchok, and there's Shmuel Yechois, but it's yichidis skula that have that set up, that they reach the makom, they never go, never. You can't build a klal on that. You know, it's Yitzchok, from that dag of Yitzchok, you can't build a klal. You can build yechidim. You can build yechidim that are kedosh elyon and that are kulei kodesh and oilis. But you can't. But there's no building anything in way of a tzibur, a klal, and so on. The dag from where a klal started, where klal Yisrael could go off in golos again, is from Yaakov. Yaakov is the one that, from Yaakov Avinu onwards, it was shayach to create a klal that would go through golos, and Yaakov was the one who physically first went into golos, because he carried himself the nekuda that was able to. So a person has to be able to go out, to be able to leave. The person has to understand, has to be able to take his makom with him. And we're talking about something that's very deeply rooted emotion in a person. A person wants, what I mean to go out doesn't just mean walk out the door. When a person is in a different makom, not in the Beis Medrash, so he has to be like the makom over there. Wherever it is, the person is working, so he's not sitting with himself asharm by a desk. The person is working. The person is asik. Wherever a person, whatever makom a person goes to, so his metzias becomes like that makom. But the difference is the pshat. If you take a tree that has in itself its own chias, and you transport it someplace else, so then it's a hemshach was there before. If not, if it begins being yoinik, from that place, then the pshat is, then it starts all over again, and it's a berei chadasha. And a person understands that on a koyches ha-nefesh take a level. In as much as if a person walks out and he feels the outside is alien, and he doesn't need their approval to be what he is, and he doesn't need his sipuk ha-nefesh to come from that area, and he doesn't need any of the trap, so he can go through the motions of doing what he has to do. and not stick out, but his chiyus is someplace else. Then it's shaykh to go out, and he's not mismayit baderech. But if the person is fakert, his whole mitzias is totally in the chever we happens to be now. His whole mitzias is totally in all the trappings in the understanding, in the hanos, in everything that goes into a person. He's totally in everything around him. So then it's not a pshat he once learned in yeshiva. His first gilgul was in yeshiva. It's better if you understand it in gilgulim. There was a gilgul when it was in cheder. There was a gilgul when it was in yeshiva, and that was on his third gilgul. I mean, sometimes it's like in a day a person has sometimes two or three gilgulim. It says the Kras Mashiach, you have to be megalgal a lot of gilgulim. So like in a day himself, there's the person here and the person there, and this is something that it's very hard. It takes a long time for you to discern on a person that be'etzim the person is not shaykh to hear. It's beis imoy. He has his metzias with him, and he's in one place and another place and a third place and a fourth place, but he is, his shrushim go from someplace else and he carries it with him. Or the person that wherever he's at, he hooks in right away. He's at home right over there. There was a person, Altamira, Adam, big Talmud Chacham, who was misasik in different societies that weren't shayach exactly to Schinich and Yeshiva. Him and someone else, two people had learned the Mir, went to different places and different societies, and they had a foot in a lot of different places. So one of them told Reb Nachum once, I remember standing there, and he said, the difference between me and the other person is, he said, wherever I go, I don't feel comfortable. I'm not comfortable here, I'm not comfortable there, I'm not comfortable the other place. He says, the other person is comfortable wherever he's at. Wherever he's at, he's at home. He was saying it's sort of a shtickle sanegori on himself. He was saying, I don't feel comfortable, I don't feel rooted. This person, he says, wherever he puts a foot down, he says, he's right away rooted, he feels at home. And of all the tchunas hanefesh, that are, in other words, the Yaakov Avinu is the gateway for letting Klal Yisrael out into the world. Avraham Avinu does not have it yet. Yitzchak Avinu has a permanence only for those people that are p'kin of Afritz of Amunach. Yaakov Avinu, it's tzurosa is chakuk otachas kisei kovet. It's a davar nifla when you oimik on the lashon is a chazal. The oimik in the lashon is a chazal is niflat me'oit. I mean, Yitzchak is someone that Afrei Munach, the whole Gavra is compacted, and it's kol kulei Eifa Kodesh, and kol kulei Munach Tachas Kisei Kovet. That's Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu is Tzuros is Chakuka Tachas Kisei Kovet. Yaakov Avinu is the Prat, his Guf is here. It's not Ofer, and it's not Munach over there. But the Tzura, which is the Teichna person, is there. That's where he's at. It says, well, the Chazal say that Loika Avram, it says someone who's ma'anig as a Shabbos, someone is ma'anig as a Shabbos, he gets zeichet to nachlas Yaakov Aviv, which is, it says os tisanek al Hashem v'hanchalticho nachlas Yaakov Avicho. So Chazal say loikav, what's the nachla of Yaakov? Where's the nachla Yaakov different? So Chazal say not like Avram's nachla that it says lo'or kol rochpa. That's, it's a gvul, it's a certain gvul. Not like the Nachla of Yitzchak that it says Aratzus Ha'elo, also Mukbal, but like Nachlas Yaakov Aviv, which is Nachla Blei Mitzorim. It says Uparatz Yom Kedin Tzvayne Benegba. It's Nachla Blei Mitzorim. So the part of the way in which we understand Chazal is that the Nachla Blei Mitzorim means a lot, infinite amount of land. It's I mean, there's no way a person can have an infinite amount of land. Just, I don't mean mitzvah, there's not an infinite amount of land. It's just, the person can't be machzik. The hair is much, the hair is, his nachla is b'li mitzar. His nachla, the nachla that Yaakov was meirish lebanav is, that they don't have mitzar, that their mitzias is not totally in any one place. That's the nachla Yaakov gave over. And of all the avodas, I mean, most people here were toyim, the tam of an Eretz Yisrael, where it was Kulei Kodesh, and most people are toyim now, the nisayon of having to be uprooted constantly, away from Klali, of being mistaltal from Mokum l'Mokum l'Mokum. A person has to understand, if he sees in himself, ugly shinuyim, mi Mokum l'Mokum, so the person has to understand that it's the next stage. It's the stage because he's leaving that mokum. He left the mokum of being kotzava and going to the next nisayin, to the next step. The avoda doesn't lie only in how much a person takes from the mokum he is. The question is, does he leave room for something else? If a person goes out and he's looking to put down shroshim over there, in every level, so then the person is arlo fatik. All the hilulim and everything, the 3 years of arla and the neter vai left zero on the person. And no matter how much kedusha lay in those 3 years, it's wiped off the map because he's nishtarish mechodesh. The person has to, first of all, he has to fill himself with his atzmius, where his home atzmius is, where the cell of chiyus lies over there, but over here, he's mushash here, and the persons when he goes there, it's the pshat. He's not getting chiyus from there. He's functioning, and functioning there means it means the person can function like there. The person can relate to people, can speak to people, can work with people. But it has nothing to him. The person has no chiyus that is yearning from there. It's all over here. And that's the bracha of Yaakov, that's the Yerusha of Yaakov, that Oz Tisanagal Hashem Van Chaltich Nachlo B'li Mitzorim. It's a Nachlo without Mitzorim.